Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryers Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know that birds migrate for all different reasons? One main reason is to find better weather and more food. In some places, it gets too cold in winter, and food becomes kind of hard to find. So birds fly to warmer areas where food can be easily found. There are two main types of bird migration: seasonal migration and altitudinal migration. Seasonal migration is when birds move with the changing seasons. For example, they fly south in the fall to escape the cold and return north in spring when it gets warmer. With altitudinal migration, some birds don't travel long distances, but move to different heights. They might go up a mountain in summer and down to lower ground in winter. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are going to read Disney's Frozen, Welcome Spring, by Andrea Posner Sanchez. The long Arendelle winter was finally over. Anna thought of a great way to welcome spring: a picnic with her sister and her best friends. Olaf was especially excited. "Ooh, I just love springtime," he said to Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, and Sven. "Everything is so nice and fresh and springy." While the friends walked to the perfect picnic spot, they stopped to admire the signs of spring. Olaf took a big sniff of some flowers. Achoo! "Careful," Elsa warned the snowman. "You might sneeze your nose right off." Sven made friends with a colorful butterfly. Kristoff looks for shapes in the fluffy white clouds. Elsa and Anna noticed a pair of birds that had just migrated back to the kingdom. "Welcome home," Anna said. The fresh air felt so good, Kristoff and Anna decided to run. "Bet I can get to the picnic spot first," she teased him. Soon, the blanket was spread out and everyone was ready for the picnic. Anna unpacked the supplies. She brought plates, cups, and forks, but no food. "Oh no," Anna cried. "I forgot the most important part of the picnic." Just then, it started to rain. "A spring shower," Olaf cheered. "I just love spring showers." "It will probably pass soon," Kristoff said hopefully. But the little shower quickly turned into a downpour. The friends huddled beneath the picnic blanket to stay dry. "What else could go wrong?" Anna said. The rain soaked through the blanket. As the friends got wetter and wetter, Elsa came up with a solution. She used her ice magic to create a gazebo with a waterproof roof. Everyone rushed inside. Now, out of the rain, Anna realized she hadn't forgot all the food. She'd brought yummy chocolates for dessert. Everyone agreed that it was the sweetest springtime picnic ever. The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? What did Anna forget to pack for the picnic? If your answer was the food, you did it! Great! great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.